All right, welcome back to In Depth for a second interview. I have a wonderful individual talking about a wonderful event coming up. It is Toby Wiedenmeyer, principal of Encompass Academy. Toby, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for coming in. I think I've had Encompass Academy, someone from the organization come in and talk about it before, but let's get your background, actually.
Yeah.
First off, you're the principal of this
yes.
wonderful academy.
Yes, so Encompass Academy, we've been around, we rebranded actually 2 years ago, so we've actually been around 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Formerly as Rain Shadow Community
Rain
Charter
Shadow,
High School.
Right, that's why it's familiar.
Right, and I've been involved with the organization since 2004.
Okay.
So, and I'm the principal now, but I started as a teacher and just kind of stayed around and never left. Yeah.
You got your roots.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you got
right.
your kind of dug in and you
that's
didn't
right.
want to let go.
Yeah, never could let go.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah,
how did you get involved in the first place and what do you like about it?
Okay, so what I love right now is, well, I got involved first of all as a teacher, so I started as a student teacher and just never left, like I said.
Yeah.
But as far as right now, there's been a lot of changes over the years. Right now, we actually have a great collaborative relationship with the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows. We actually operate out of their facility over on Foster Drive. We are a high school, charter high school, grades 9 through 12. And we aim to stay small. So we max at 125 students, and we like it that way because all our teachers get to know our students really well. They don't get lost in the shuffle. And what I also love about our program is something we've had since the beginning, which is project-based learning. So today, all of my students are out of the building. It's Friday, by the way. So on Fridays, I should say.
Yeah, this is pre-recording.
Yeah,
people don't know. Yeah.
On Fridays, all my students leave, and they go and work with other organizations like Urban Roots, Reno Bike Project.
Many organizations I've had in that chair you're sitting in.
Exactly. Yeah. So they all get out there and they get to see the city in all its glory on a Friday and also earn credit and get to experience Reno to the fullest and realize that the world is a lot bigger than the four walls of their classroom.
Exactly. And it's kind of life experience, for God's sake. That's,
yes.
I think, what everybody needs. So
yes.
It's a really beautiful thing that you can provide. As far as that goes. And Encompass Academy, so how are you? I mean, you're going to have a big fundraiser coming up here,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's called, what is it called?
It's Future So Bright.
Future So Bright. That's
yep.
Right.
And it's our second year doing this fundraiser. We run a fundraiser every year for a couple of reasons. Number one, we provide everything to our students. We provide a uniform, lunches, supplies, and transportation, everything for these experiences that they have on Fridays. And so as such, you know, we're a small charter school. We need the community support to make sure that we can continue to provide for our students. And that's why we do this fundraiser. So this is the second one. We're doing it a little bit bigger this year. We're going to be over at the Atlantis Casino next Friday night, May 18th. And it'll be from 6 to 9 p.m. with all kinds of community support, musicians, which we can get to, you know, as we go.
Very cool.
Yeah.
No, hey, let's talk. We can talk about it now if
okay.
you want. If you happen to have names off the top of your head.
So we have Richie Pinelli, our apprentice, will be performing along with Pharaoh. We also have members of the Comedy Collective, you included, Ian, will be emceeing and helping out for the event. And we have another gentleman who does reggae music. Hey Riz is his stage name. He'll be performing a bit as well.
Right on.
There'll be a silent auction, drawing. There'll be a full course dinner. There'll be drinks available. So it should be a really fun event. And our aim is to raise $10,000 from
right.
the event. So we're hoping to do that. Yeah.
Cool. Is that up from last year?
Yes.
What is it? Okay.
So that's up about, you know, we made about half that last year.
Okay.
So we're really pushing to try to extend
Let's
our reach.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And how are ticket sales looking right now? I mean, Lord knows Reno is a last minute town. Everybody
we
buys at the door.
We are a last minute town. We've probably sold, we're probably up to halfway to our mark. We'd like to hit up to 100 tickets, but we're probably about halfway or a little bit closer to three quarters of the way there. So that's our goal. So
Very
it's going to
cool.
be a small one. Like I said, we're hoping to get a lot of alumni from both Encompass and Rain Shadow to come out for the event.
Right.
And so we're looking to extend across a variety of demographics for this one.
Yeah. So apart from getting kids kind of out in the world and getting involved with other organizations, what do you think kind of sets you apart from other like educational institutions?
So at Encompass, what's really cool is that, A, we are so small.
Yeah.
So I've got five core teachers. All of our students students nor our teachers very well. We know them very well. And for a lot of the students that come to our school, they need that. They need that attention. They need that love and care. And for us, it's not just about like the four-year plan. It's about improving life outcomes for those that we serve. So, you know, we really focus on the experiential learning piece, but then also getting students on track to graduate and beyond, to apply to colleges, to go on college visits. And so for us, it's not just a four-year deal, but an eight-year deal. We really consider that our commitment at this point.
Definitely. You're investing.
We're investing. We are invested. And so our goal really is to improve where our students go, both through high school, that they hit graduation, and then beyond.
All right, cool. What, as far as subjects go, are there kind of some subjects that you teach that you probably wouldn't find in like a public high school or regular high school?
Yeah, for sure. So we do the regular core classes. So you have like that. We have an honors calculus and an honors bio class here, just like though we're small. But we also have things like home arts, which I think the X had two artists of the month, one of which teaches one of these classes.
Oh,
so
right,
Melissa
on.
Gilbert actually teaches.
Yeah, she's our X artist of the month this month.
Yeah, so she actually teaches a home arts class, and she does cooking with them. She teaches them to sew. So they do quilting, they sew bags, they do all kinds of amazing things. And then she also on Friday right now is working with Urban Roots on a community garden that we're putting in next door to the Boys and Girls Club at Bridge Church. So that's a really unique class. We also have a class that goes and works with horses and animals down in Washoe Valley through Equus Insight. So our kids are on the vans going down to work with animals down
right
in
on.
Washoe Valley. So there's a variety of things, but we also have the common, the regular standard curriculum, but then we have some really unique electives.
Very
for sure.
Cool. And as far as, I mean, you have a small kind of core of teachers. Do you ever need like volunteers to help out by
chance?
Always. Okay.
Always. We need volunteers. We need people who want to substitute teach. We need people who might have a unique ability within the community to come in and teach electives part-time. So things like we have access to a really great recording studio, right? That would be super cool to teach kids how to learn to record, and they love that. We have a dance studio within that Foster Drive facility. So there's things like that. We're always looking for part-time instructors as well.
Okay, very cool. Well, maybe I'll put the word out and see what people can provide.
That would be great.
That's really cool. So as far as I know, you have a big fundraiser coming up.
Yeah.
You're probably just looking for donations whenever, right?
Always, yeah. We are a 501c3 in addition to being a school. So we are a nonprofit as well as a school. It's kind of a unique thing. So if people are interested in donating, they can go to our website. That's www.encompassacademy.org. And there's they can click on the event banner that's on there, or they can go to events and donations and they can make a straight donation that way. We're always looking for support from the community for
sure. Very cool. And as far as the event goes, people can get tickets at the same place?
You can get the tickets on our website. You can also get tickets on our Encompass Academy Facebook page.
Okay.
And if you want to stop by the school, which is again at the Boys and Girls Club, and you want to purchase the ticket right there, we have them on site as well.
Right on. Cool. So anything else you want to add? I feel like we've hit a lot of things, but if I missed anything, let me know.
I don't think so. I just think, I think I want to thank those. There's a variety of partnerships within Reno that helped us out that I'd love to be able to say thank you to.
Give them a shout out. Yeah.
Western Nevada Supply Company made a donation. Anchor Door and Hardware made a donation to us. The Hertz Team, which is a real estate group, made a donation. And then there were so many local businesses that have come up with a variety of things for our silent auction that I don't have time to name, but hopefully you come out and you can kind of see.
Check them out yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Very cool. So again, just an overview, website, social media, so people can get tickets or find out more about you.
You got it. So once again, our website is www.encompassacademy.org. If you go on there, you'll be able to find tickets. Also, we have our Facebook page, which is also under Encompass Academy, that you can find out information about the school and the event. And the event, again, is at the Atlantis Casino Friday, May 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. There'll be a preview at 5:30 if you want to come in early. Tickets are $65 for a single, $120 for couples. That includes a full course dinner. It includes drinks. It includes a commemorative glass. It also includes a raffle ticket for the event itself. And so we just hope to fill the room. That's our goal.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Toby Wiedenmeyer, principal of Encompass Academy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.